RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We are awaiting news on Denver Nuggets star center Nikola Jokic, who got hurt last night in the Nuggets' loss in Miami against the Heat. We don't get it here on the show today. I'm going to roll through all the possibilities, all the things, all the potential outcomes of Jokic. He's out for a little bit, not at all, season, and what it means for the rest of the NBA campaign. That will start next hour on the show. And if and when we get that news, and we're all over it, we're monitoring it, and by monitoring it, I mean we all have notifications turned on our phones for all the, like Shams and the NBA. So as soon as that news comes out, if it comes out before we bid you adieu at noon Eastern, we will bring it to you with all the analysis here on the show. So we'll talk more about Jokic and that injury, and something else that I found interesting last night in the NBA. A team that is back up on the ascent that I think is worth a bet at price right now to win its conference. That's all coming up next hour here on You Better, You Bet. But for now, we're going to keep it to college sports. Let's talk about Notre Dame. It was interesting, right? I had Joey Kanish, Pro Sports Better, on the show in the last segment, and he mentioned that Notre Dame, one of the best teams in the country this year. And I don't want to turn this into a Notre Dame should have made the playoff over Miami. We've kind of been there. We've done that. It's old news. I personally, given this, what the format is, I think the committee made the right move. Just to get my take out there on this new show in case no one has heard it, which doesn't mean that I wouldn't bet Miami if Notre Dame played Miami on a neutral field. Notre Dame's better, but Miami beat them, so I think Miami deserved to be in. And there had been some thought with Notre Dame on the outside looking in of the playoff and then declining to play in a bowl game, that Notre Dame's head coach Marcus Freeman might leave to go to the National Football League. Multiple NFL insiders tweeted, reported, that the New York Football Giants, my favorite team, were interested in Marcus Freeman. And there were other NFL teams, like nameless teams, that were reportedly interested in Marcus Freeman as well. Well, Freeman is staying at Notre Dame. He tweeted yesterday, 2026, run it back, go Irish. Freeman reportedly received a, quote, enhanced contract. I will translate that for everybody. It means he's going to make way more money. I'm generally of the belief that God, you believe in God, God's never going to let anybody have it all. Now, Marcus Freeman's got a great job. He's, and I'm a straight man, married to a woman. Marcus Freeman is very handsome, like an objectively good-looking guy. Has anyone seen Marcus Freeman in an interview recently? He has, like, painted-on hair. He gets caught in a rainstorm, there's going to be some trouble. I look at that as God's way of evening the playing field for, like very handsome, rich guy who's very well-built, doesn't have a great hairline. That's how I make myself feel better as someone who is vertically challenged, to say the least. So Freeman's staying at Notre Dame. And I think everybody wins as a result. Freeman wins, he gets more money. Notre Dame wins because they get to keep their head coach in a year where apparently like they're going to rig this so they make the college football playoff moving forward. Pete Bavakwa, their AD, like those reports came out that Notre Dame is basically trying to rig this, right? Where they're not going to miss the playoff on a technicality again. And we can debate the merits of that, and if it's right, wrong, and different, whatever, it looks like that's going to be the case. And I think the NFL wins as well. I'll just speak as a Giants fan. I don't want Marcus Freeman as my head coach in the NFL. Which doesn't mean that he can't be an amazing coach in the college level. I think he's an awesome college coach. And if he were to leave Notre Dame, like Michigan would have thrown a bag at him, would have been a great hire. LSU would have thrown a bag at him, would have been a great hire. Any team would be lucky to have Marcus Freeman as their head coach in college. But I think there's a big difference between being a CEO type at the collegiate level to then doing it at the NFL level. Where you'd have to tell me at the NFL level, like, man, he's bringing some tremendous coordinators with him. To like, actually, not that like he doesn't know X's and O's, that's not the insinuation at all. Like, played a linebacker at Ohio State. But I mean, everyone says he's a CEO type head coach. That can work in college. I don't know if it's going to work in the National Football League. So I think it's great for everybody. Great for my favorite football team, the Giants. Don't have to hire him. Great for Freeman. He gets more money. Great for Notre Dame. They get to keep Marcus Freeman. And if you, the listener, you, the viewer, you have to set, and you'll be able to bet this. The BetMGM will post it next year, heading into next year's college football season. Notre Dame is going to lose star running back Jeremiah Love to the NFL. And Love will be a top pick in fantasy football drafts next year. And if you play Dynasty Fantasy Football, which I do, and members of our crew do as well, Bill Zimmerman, Tyler Morales, I'm looking at you. We'll have to get Kenny Henderson in one of our leagues also, one of our Dynasty leagues. Jeremiah Love will be the number one overall pick in Dynasty Fantasy Football after the NFL draft. So Jeremiah Love is going to leave. He's going to the NFL. CJ Carr, Notre Dame's quarterback, he's coming back. And given, again, that Notre Dame, right, wrong, or indifferent, and we'll save this for next hour now, like college basketball, you can say the same. Right, wrong, or indifferent, like the system is rigged right now in both sports. Like it just is. Notre Dame is trying to like rig this so they make the college football playoff. So what happened this year doesn't happen again. They're going to be a huge favorite to make the playoff next year. And if you're Marcus Freeman, why would you go coach like the New York football Giants and deal with the nonsense here where I'm at in New York when you could like take Notre Dame to the playoff next year for the second time in 3 years? A no-brainer and one of the rare cases in sports or in life where literally everybody wins. Final hour, Power Hour, coming up next. I'll give you all my bets for tonight in the world of sports. We'll reiterate the bets coming up for the college football playoff quarterfinals. We will give you as a crew our favorite sports moments in the year of our Lord 2025, but we will start the hour talking hoops, Nikola Jokic's injury, the team that I think is ascending right now in the Eastern Conference, and the story sweeping the college basketball world that you need to hear about here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.